to East Market New Sharon is your locally owned repair shop for almost 30 years. Phil services all makes and models, carries a full line of tires, and has a nice selection of used cars. Stop in and let Phil make you a great deal today. That's Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market in New Sharon. If you want straight talk, straight answers, and straight deals, shop KB Auto Plus in Oskaloosa. We're the original straight talk, straight answer, and straight deal guys. See Tabitha Stone, Justin Johnson, or Kelly Bryan at KB Auto Plus, 214 Highway 432 in Oskaloosa, or call 641-676-4565. The right up Discount Avenue at KB Auto Plus. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk Football. And we get set for week number 9. Wendell Campbell here with you. David Wilcox, DW3, as I'll call him here this evening, on the other side, north of Hester, Warhawk Football, getting set for week number 9 on KIIC feed number 5. We thank all those of you out there joining us here tonight. And, David, you know, week number 9, but not a whole lot of seniors on this North Mahaska Warhawk team, but 3 seniors getting set to make their last start here tonight. But looks like the captains have made it out onto the field, and the Warhawks will be kicking off to start the night for the Warhawks. And we're here in Iowa Valley on a kind of a hazy, foggy Friday evening, but a good football night, I guess, is what we could say.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot better than more often than not on week 9. Usually it's about 40 degrees and pouring down rain, so a little bit of fog and about 55 degrees. Can't complain much here.
Can't complain much. Zach Munson, number 2, teases up for the Warhawks. And, you know, both of these teams, for all intents and purposes, pretty much out of the hunt for the playoffs. Munson's kick, a low line drive kick, but a good kick, and we feel it. Three of his legs back inside the 5 is going to be picked up about the 2-yard line by Iowa Valley. He's going to run near side, up 15-20, have room to run, make it to the field, and he's going to have lots of room to run. He passes midfield, he's got one defender to beat, not Munson, and he's going to take it all the way. 97 yards. That's number 4, Jacob Krako, takes the opening kickoff. 97 yards as that ball kind of played him a little bit, let it go through his legs. He ran back to almost the goal line to pick it up in 19 seconds into this one, David, and Iowa Valley Tigers lead it 6-0.
They definitely jump off early on the kick return. As the year goes on, the dew sets in a little bit earlier, and that the dew might have got the best of him there as that one went hopping, but he picked it up and made the best of it.
So the Iowa Valley Tigers don't wait very long to make it exciting as they take the opening kickoff, 97 yards, to the house. As they're going to line up here for 2. And if this time going to be around the right side, he's going to have a hole, going to back his way into the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. That's Getch, I believe. Bennett Getch, number 1, junior. So North Mahaska Warhawk offense is going to get the ball 19 seconds into this first quarter. We'll come back with the Iowa Valley kickoff as they lead this one 8-0. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC. Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon are your local experts for seed and crop protection. As well as agronomic services, Crop Production Services, the one name in crop production inputs. Cargill of New Sharon has all the fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Mycogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk Football. So 19 seconds into this one, David, didn't take long as the Tigers take the opening kickoff, 97 yards to the house, and they get set to kick off as Gavin Collingwood, their quarterback, set to kick off North Mahaska, a low line drive kick, the ball's going to bounce through the legs and be picked up here near side. Looks like, and he's going to be drugged down. That was number 23. Fawcett in on the return for the Warhawks.
Looks like number 5, Blaine Jordan, is on the tackle for the Tigers.
And so we'll see what the North Mahaska Warhawk offense is going to do. As 25 seconds into this one, the Iowa Valley Tigers take it all the way to the house. Kind of a surprising, was it the Super Bowl 2 years ago, 3 years ago that opened with a That does not happen very often. So Brant Flinger in his final start is going to come out, and they're going to bring the stacked eye as Walker, Spoelstra, and Bortel lined up in behind him. This time Bortel's going to get it off the left side. He's going to get into the secondary. Good push up front, up past the 30-yard line. First and 10, he's going to pick up about 8 on the play and bring up a second short for the Warhawks.
Throughout these last few games, they've had a lot of success running off the left side of that offensive line, and if it's working, why go away from it?
It's true, and with the Steve Arrett offense, we're going to see a lot of the off-left tackle, off-right tackle. So second down and 3, pick up 7 here on the first. 3 to pick up the first down, 11-4 to play in the first quarter. The Tigers of Iowa Valley leading at 8-0. Flinger under center, offset eye behind him. Warhawks traveling right to left as you face your radio dial. Flinger's going to hand off right side this time to Bortel. He's going to get the edge. He's going to make it down. He'll be dragged out of bounds, but he's going to get enough for the first down as he gets up to the 36-yard line. Looks like number 7, Timothy Thomas. In on the stop for the Tigers.
On that last play, it looked like Iowa Valley read something in their defensive line. All shifted over one gap there, but it didn't really seem to stop the North Mahaska running game on the right side.
Bortel has some speed, and he struggled to get to the outside. Once he gets there, he's got the speed to pick it up, and he's just struggled, especially, you know, last week in that game, getting to the outside. Offset eye again for Flinger, first and 10. This time, it's going to be the L-back Spoelstra, and Spoelstra's going to get to that second level and make it forward for about 5, but close to the 40-yard line, just short of the 40, mark him at the 39. That'll make up a second and 5 for the Warhawks. And on a night like tonight, you know, David, you think about with ground's a little wet, there's a lot of moisture in the air. As when we were pulling up, the haze had kind of settled in. It's, won't say it's burned off, but it surely, I guess maybe the sky has darkened up, so it's a little easier to
see. A little harder to see, maybe.
So Flinger now under center, offset high behind him. That's Spoelstra and Bortel now, second and 5. Pitch is going to be near side to Bortel. Bortel's going to make it around the left side, into the secondary, up past the 45. So they get up to the 47, close to the 48. That's good push up field, and there again, Bortel able to make the edge and use his speed to get into that second level of the Tiger defense, and the Warhawks able to chunk up some yards there into Tiger, or real close to Tiger territory. They're really near midfield at the 48.
Looks like number 4, Jacob Krako, came up to make the tackle, and he lines up about at the safety position. So from a running game standpoint, it's always nice to have the safety making the tackle when you're on offense.
And this Tiger defense kind of stands in a bunch until the offensive line gets there, and then all go find the position. A little inside hand off to Spoelstra this time, up past midfield, and he's pushed back. The Spoelstra is going to pick up close to 3 on the play. Looking like Gavin Collingwood, in on the stop as he met him in the hole, drug him back. But there's forward progress for Bortel, or for Spoelstra now, I'm sorry, going to give him 3 yards. Ball spotted right at midfield. As you're talking about, you know, just the moisture in the air holding on to the ball, probably not going to see a lot of passes from the Warhawks here tonight. A lot of that between the tackles trying to get the edge. Now, 2 receivers far side, pitch to Bortel. He's going to try and get the edge. He's going to be chased down, trying to reverse his field. He's going to be met and dragged down. Lost him about 7 on the play. There is a flag on the field on the far side. Smith out on the stop for the Tigers. We'll wait and see the official word from the officials. Bortel got to that edge and kind of waiting for the blockers, and it just didn't happen. He tried to reverse it back, and by that time he had been tracked down by the defender. That's going to be an offensive holding against the Warhawks. So we'll wait and see on that 2nd and 7 what they want to do with the penalty. They're going to decline the penalty here, and it's going to bring up a 3rd and close to 15 now with 8:57 to play in the first quarter.
So it seems like as soon as the Warhawks make it in Tiger territory, they're back on the other side of the 50 with the 3rd and long ahead of them.
Get pushed back. It's gaining 5 to 7 yards at a chunk, and really penalties have done that to us a couple times this year where start moving the ball and really seem to struggle there for a couple of weeks. He's on this 3rd and 16 play spotted at the 43-yard line of the Warhawks. Leaner's going to roll out. He's going to take a pass. He's going to tuck it around the far side, and then he's going to be chased out of bounds and lose about 4 on the play. So that'll bring up a 4th and close to 20. So with that, Jacob Bortel, and it looks like the punt coverage team is going to be coming in for the Warhawks. 8:37 to play in the first quarter.
like number four, Krako, is back for the Tigers to receive the punt, sitting about his own 25-yard line.
And the way Bortel kicks here, more of a rugby style, he kind of runs a little sideways, and I wouldn't kick it anywhere near Krako. Good line drive, spinning kick, and that was going to bounce. Check up about the 25 by Krako. Krako's going to run down the far sideline, have some room, but then be drugged down up past the 40, 42, and we've got a flag on the field. There's laundry on the field for my Cornhusker friends out there, and it looks like it's going to be an illegal block on one of the Tigers.
That flag came in from the near sideline, which is the far side away from the play, so he must have saw something from his angle that nobody else could.
So the Iowa Valley Tigers, with 8:26 to play in the first quarter, will take over first and 10. I'm going to pull my Thunderbolt out here and check some of the other games. The playoff picture for this district especially is kind of, I won't say it's subtle, because you've got a big game going on tonight. Montezuma, as BGM travels there, BGM undefeated in the district. The Tigers line up here, I formation. Handoff's going to be the near side. He's going to then make the edge, get up 45, 35, close to 40. That's 45. You run out of bounds right near the 40.
Looks like they give him a good enough spot for a fresh set of downs for the Tigers.
Is it Getch number one on the carry there? Ball spotted at the 44-yard line, just short of the 45. 8:14 to play in the first quarter. Tigers leading this one 8-0. Offset eye now. Two men go in motion to the far side. I set tight end and slot on the far side. Handoff this time. The guest gets going to hit the middle. He's going to get to the secondary. Right on outside. There he goes. He's got nobody to beat. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. To the house. That's Bennett Getch, number one. And he takes it 56 yards to the house. And the Iowa Valley Tigers lead this one 14-0 with 7:53 to play here in the first quarter. Not the start that Coach Aaron and the Warhawks were planning to have.
A couple long runs, and you hope that you can get those bottled up so they don't happen, but he hit the gap and made one little cut, and then he found a lot of green.
Like you said, a lot of arm tackles there in the middle. Collingwood under center as they go for two. Eye formation in behind him. Hand off left side, and guess he's going to be hit in the backfield and drug down, and that attempt is going to be no good. But the Tigers get on the board for the second time here in the first quarter. They lead it 14-0 with 7:53 to go. You're listening to Friday Night Lights here on KIIC.
Are you feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year, no raise? I'm State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa, and I can help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little further. I'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling me, State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We're back as the Iowa Valley Tigers get set to kick off for the second time tonight. That's a big run by number one, Bennett Getch. Am I saying that right? Getch?
Getch, yep.
Getch.
Yep.
Bennett Getch, 56 yards to the house, puts them on top 14-0 here in the first quarter. So Fawcett and Strasser back. This is a low line drive kick, going to be fielded right about the 30-yard line. And he's going to run right straight in the middle, still kept his feet. And up past the 40, close to the 44. That looked like number 19. It was Griffin Mullenberg, as that was a pretty low kick, and Mullenberg returns it up past the 40 to 45, about the same place where we had the ball here on the last series. We'll see what the North Nebraska Warhawk offense can do with 7:47 to go in the first quarter. Official timeout on the field. Not sure what their equipment malfunction or equipment issue. Here on the near side, number 64. That's Josh Rogan team comes off for the Tigers, and they're attending to him right here on the sidelines. Brad Fleener under center, eye formation behind him, two receivers to the far side. Spolstra and Bortel, handoff's going to be the left side. Bortel's going to make it up past the 45, close to the 46.
pickup of about 3 on the play, bring up 2nd and 7. Rosendahl runs off. Muhlenberg comes on for the Warhawks.
Kind of looks like the Iowa Valley defense stands all by the ball, and then depending on the formation that North Mahaska comes in on, they shift to one side or another.
Yeah, they all kind of stand in a line there, and then as they make their way to the line of scrimmage, this time Fleener's going to draw back. Have nobody to pass to, roll on the far side. He's going to run around the edge and be caught and drug out of bounds. Loss of about a yard on the play, bring the ball back to the 45. As we were talking around the district, that big game, BGM at Montezuma there tonight, as Montezuma really, one of the only blemishes on their record was that loss at home to Linville Sully, as weather played a factor in that game. It could be a couple different playoff scenarios depending on what happens around the district here tonight.
One game tonight here in the district is Linville Sully and Belle Plaine. The winner of that one would secure a spot in the playoffs.
Secure that last spot, I'm thinking. Tom Casey Walker, number 33, back. He throws one. Oh, but that ball's going to be caught, intercepted. As Walker lined up under center that time, they just kind of threw the ball up for grabs.
Kind of looks like number 7 had the interception there for Iowa Valley.
Madison Fawcett, the intended target, as he just kind of threw up, let Fawcett run underneath it. The number 7, Timothy Thomas. Tim Thomas made a great play on the ball, and the Tigers get the ball back 1st and 10. Ball spot at their own 20-yard line. And, you know, we saw a little bit of that late last week as Casey Walker, number 33, came in and took the snap that time. And got a little better arm than what Fleener does and able to just kind of throw the ball up. But so now the Tigers under center, high formation behind him. Hannah's going to be near side. I believe that's Krako, number 1. No, that's Getch. Getch, number 1. And he's going to pick up about 2 on the play. Olster in on the tackle for the Warhawks. They're going to give him 3, so bring up a 2nd and 7. For the Tigers. Collingwood under center now. High formation behind him. Slot near side. Single receiver far side. Tigers traveling left to right. Little misdirection play. It's going to be handoff to the up-back.
Number 15, Braden Hudepohl.
Hudepohl's going to pick up a couple more, make it up to the 26. So that'll bring up a 3rd and... They'll mark him just beyond the 25, so that'll bring up a 3rd and 5 with 5:55 to play in the first quarter. Iowa Valley Tigers leading this one 14-0. Collingwood now under center. 3 backs now in the backfield. One man goes in motion. And now Finn's going to be the up back. He's going to make it down the far side. Duck a tackle up past the 35, the 40. He'll be running out of bounds close to the 42. They hand off again, kind of almost like a fullback as he handed off to the up back, but the 3 backs that time lined up in a single line across the backfield.
He gains the first down, but it looks like Spolster and Bartel were on the tackle again.
Sims was the man on the near side that went in motion for the Tigers. They have a 1st and 10, ball spotted at the 41-yard line. A little more conventional lineup here for the Tigers. They come up in the eye, Collingwood under center. And off this time, going to be the up-back again. And they sniffed that one out, a loss of about 2 on the play. Bring it back to the 39. Beautiful again for the Tigers. 5:20 to play in the first quarter. Iowa Valley Tigers lead at 14-0. The Warhawks have had good field position both times. The 2 long runs, a 97-yard kickoff return to start the game, and then a 56-yard with the Tigers up 14-0. Collingwood now under center, 2nd and 12. The pitch is going to be the far side. It's number 1. And he's going to be caught and drugged down. Great play. Looks like Jacob Bortel was in there. Number 51, Colton Davis from that defensive line snuffed it out again in a loss of 2 on the play.
Looking at that play, that was a great job by number 53, Reese Strasser. He was on the outside there, and it was a toss, and he chucked his blocker and pushed everything back in and funneled it in so his inside pursuit could come from the backside and make the tackle.
And Colton Davis able to wrap him up and almost looked like he wrapped him around the helmet. Collingwood now under center, eye formation behind him. They're going to roll this time, a little inside reverse handoff, and get a duck of tackle, be drugged down into the secondary. That's going to be enough for a 1st down. That's a little bit of misdirection. They ran everybody kind of student body to the near side. And then just almost like an inside handoff or kind of a half reverse almost.
Yeah, you don't see reverse too often run up the about the guard gap, but it appears that that's what they did.
So on 3rd and 17, they get to 18, and that gives the Tigers 1st and 10 beyond midfield. They're at the Warhawk 49-yard line. Collingwood under center, eye formation behind him. He's going to roll near side, look to pass, throw the ball up, have a man there. That ball's going to be caught to the 30, 45. It's shoestring tackle, touchdown-saving tackle by Mullenberg. Griffin Mullenberg on the play, but complete from Collingwood to Krako. That's going to give the Tigers a 1st and 10 inside the 20-yard line, down about the 18. 3:58 to play here in the first quarter, and couldn't have thrown it any better than that, Dave.
Absolutely not. He put that ball right where it needed to be. Looked like a one-man route, and that's all he needed on that play.
High formation. Collingwood's going to hand off this time to Getch off the left side, inside the 15 to the 14. They're going to mark it down to the 13 for progress. So I'll bring up a 2nd and about 4, pickup of 6, but Getch for the Tigers.
So it kind of looks like North Mass, the defense might have had them bottled up on a 2nd and long, and then a reverse and a big pass later. The Iowa Valley Tigers are threatening again in the red zone.
In that State Farm red zone here tonight. Collingwood this time, handoff on the left side. That's going to be the up back. He's going to be spun around and then game tackled by the secondary, but he's going to get enough, it looks like, for a 1st down. So 1st and goal to go for the Tigers with 3:13 to play in the first quarter.
Beautiful. The up back got a lot of looks on this offensive series for the Tigers.
No, it seems like the Tigers' front five is getting a good push, and when that happens, don't necessarily need the lead blocker, which is where Beautiful lines up, and he's been getting a handful of carries there in front of Getch. Beautiful and Getch now lined up across the backfield, and official from the far side whistles it dead. Look and see, they've got one of the linemen on the line for the Tigers without his jersey tucked in, so. Little equipment malfunction. So they'll blow this one back ready for play. 1st and goal, ball spotted at the 8-yard line. And off this time, Hudepole again. He's going to be hitting drops. Great play. Colton Davis pushing through there and making the play in the backfield. Davis and Strasser, I believe, number 22. No, Spolstra, I'm sorry. Davis and Spolstra making a good push and dropping Hudepole for a loss of 2 back to the 10. So 2nd and goal to go. Or goal to gain, I believe, is the correct term.
Goal to gain,
goal to gain. Ball spotted at the 10 with 2:26 to play in the first quarter. Collingwood under center. 2 men go in motion to the far side. Collingwood this time is going to run. Of course, the ball's going to hit the ground. And Getch is going to fall on it. Good deal.
So that's a great defensive stand for the Warhawks.
Great defensive stand. Number 53, Reese Strasser, a little slow to get up on the end of that. I think he's the one that jumped in there and grabbed the ball. As they attended Getch off that left side, and I don't believe Collingwood and Getch made the connection on the handoff.
No, it looked like a little miscommunication there. Somebody was off a little bit while they were trying to hand it off.
So North Mahaska, a good defensive stop, and you know, we talked about it earlier, a lot of moisture on the field. Moisture in the air seems to be kind of clearing off as the haze and the fog is starting to lift off the field. But certainly that ball's probably a little wet and not able to make the connection between Collingwood and Getch. So Fleener's going to be back under center. Casey Walker took the last snap that's resulted in the long interception for the Tigers as they started their last series back inside their own 20-yard line. And now Fleener's back out there in huddle. And as we look into next year as well, Fleener and Casey Walker both juniors on this team. Casey Walker's taking a lot of snaps on the JV side. We've also seen him in some fourth quarter action as some of the scores have got out of hand so far. I formation now behind Fleener, 2:12 to play in the first quarter. Fleener's going to hand off the up back, and that's Spolstra, I believe. Spolstra is going to be up past the 10, close to the they're going to have him down with no gain. It looked like from where we're at, we're kind of on the farther side of the field. So they're going to give him a yard and a half or so 2nd and 8. Now for the Warhawks.
Huge stop by the Warhawks there. It'd be nice if the offense could make a little leeway here and drive the ball and maybe flip the field position so the Iowa Valley has to be backed up to their own end zone a little bit.
It'd be good to see a sustained drive here by the Warhawks as we've been able to pick up 3, 5, 7 yards at a time No big breaks around the Warhawks side of the ball. And really, all year we have haven't had that offset eye now. That's Bolster at Bortel behind Fleener.
Back judge throws his flag and delay of game on the offense.
So the offense going to be backed up five, bring up second and 13. As oftentimes it is here in the high school game, there's no 25-second clock for either team to really look at. So you got to kind of know that when they get to play to the huddle.
You almost got to have that internal clock in your head as a quarterback and a coach. To.
So Fleener this time is going to roll out near side, and he's going to be drugged down and real near the goal line, inside the five. As Fleener was trying to roll out here near side and looked like he had a little bit of a horse collar for the defender. Had one hand inside the shoulder pads, but able to drag him down. So they're going to have to get out to the 19-yard line here from the ball spotted right at the goal line.
Pretty much at the one.
So 18 yards to pick up the first down on third and close to 18. So we'll get inside a minute to play in the first quarter.
Not much room for error when you're backed up down here, so hopefully they can get some yards and give their punter a little bit of space.
Power eye this time. Bortel's going to take it off the left side, going to clear the goal line, and only get about a half a yard with 42 seconds to play in the first quarter. And that's going to bring up a fourth and close to 17, maybe 16. There again, first down, have to get all the way to the 20-yard line. So the punt kick coverage team for the Warhawks will come in and punt as we get down to almost the end of the first quarter. We're inside 30 seconds as we're at 25. And we'll look and see. It looks like they will get this punt off to end the first quarter. Number four, Jacob Krako is going to be standing at his own 42-yard line to receive this punt from Jacob Bortel.
Tough feeling for any punter having your back foot lined up against the back of the end zone, but
good kick away by Bortel, and that's going to be caught at the 45 by Krako. Krako's going to sidestep a couple tackles, have some room up the near side, up at the 20, 15 to 10. He's going to be tripped up at the 10.
Looks like Spolster took him down right about the 10-yard line on the near side of the field. That was a nice shot by Spolster of breaking down in the open field and wrapping up.
Spolster able to make the tackle, but the Tigers are going to get the ball first and 10 as they reset the clock for the second quarter. They'll get it first and 10 inside their 10, and actually first and goal to gain inside their 10. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, speed number 5. North Mass Warhawk football as the Iowa Valley Tigers lead them right now 14-0.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life came with an assist when you needed it?
At State Farm, we live for great assists. I'm State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell, and I'm proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial services, that's what me and my staff make it look like.
You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk football.
As they flip the field here for the second quarter, the Iowa Valley Tigers will take over first and goal to gain. Ball spotted at the 9. They are traveling right to left as you face your radio dial. No scores yet on some of the other games from around the
looks like 32, the quarterback lineup under center, and Iowa Valley's done it quite a few times to shift over a couple split outs.
A little extra activity on the right side of that line for the Tigers. Looks like number 74, Dave Hartman.
Looks like the right guard might not have been on the same snap count as everybody else.
Back him up second and 14. Goal to gain, second goal to gain from the 14, I think would be the proper way to say that.
The way they train you.
I'm still waiting for some of my training. A lot of on-the-job training here. Tigers line up single receiver near side, I formation on Collingwood. Collingwood going to hand off left side, and he's going to duck a tackle inside the 10, be down for 5, still keep his feet. It's a, what a great run by catch number one as he looked like he was wrapped up a couple times there, David, and just kept his feet, kept his legs moving, and able to take it in for 14 yards out.
As I watched that play, I watched the right side of the defense for North Mahaska, which had been the left side of the offense, and that's where it ended up going. And number 40, Shipley of the Warhawks, did exactly what he was supposed to. He didn't quite break down in time, though, to make the tackle in the backfield. One of those plays that the coaches think you're there, and then just misses it.
So now the Tigers will line up for two. The wishbone look here. And the fake, the handoff, going to be a pass. That one's to Getz again. It gets, they fake the handoff to the up back, and Getz takes it in for two. So that puts the Iowa Valley Tigers up 22-0 with 11:53 to play in the second quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC. Don't miss the Labor Day sale at Slumberland Furniture. The prices are hot and the savings are huge. Up to 70% off and everything's on sale. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. The Labor Day sale is going on now. Shop Slumberland Furniture located off Highway 23 South in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com. 96.7 Thunder Country. Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk football.
We're back here in Marengo, Iowa. The Iowa Valley Tigers put another score on the board to start the second quarter. They lead it now 22-0. Collingwood gets set to kick for the Tigers.
Looks like number 23 and 27 are back for the Warhawks, and about up their own 10 and 15-yard line.
Strasser and Fawcett back to receive. They move up to about the 13. Set to take Collingwood kick. Collingwood's good spinning kick. That's going to back him up inside the 5, coming near side 10, 15. And there he's going to be hit by a host of Tigers up past the 20 to the 21. Good return there by Fawcett.
Oh, back to the kick by the Iowa Valley quarterback, number 32. Seems like he's had a couple line drives. That was a nice deep one.
Good deep. The do-it-all man, Gavin Collingwood, senior on the Iowa Valley team. And the North Mahaska Warhawk offense will take over first and 10 from the 22-yard line with 11:46 to play in the second quarter. And they are trailing 22-0. It's time to put some points on the board for the Warhawks. Flainer breaks huddle. High formation behind him. Spolstra, Bortel, two receivers to the far side. Pitch is going to be far side to Bortel this time. He's going to try and get the edge. Good block in front of him. He's going to cut back the middle of the field. Still on his feet, 25. The 30, 35 going to have the edge, and he's going to be run out of bounds up close to midfield. And he's going to be hit a little late by Collingwood as Collingwood tried to help him up or tried to save him from running through the mud hole that's here on the near sideline. But great pickup by Jacob Bortel as he was able to reverse his field, cut back through the line. And I don't know that I saw the hole that he saw there, David, but he was able to make it through.
No, he found that cut back and took the ball and ran with it. And it looked like the fullback, Spolstra, had a great block there on one of the leading tacklers for Iowa Valley to help Bortel spring that big run.
Big run up to the 48-yard line, so big play for the Warhawks. See if they can build on that. 11:36 to play in the second quarter. Winger now under center, two receivers to the near side. High formation of Spolstra and Bortel. Bortel's going to get it again around the left side. He's going to be hit the line of scrimmage. Flag comes in from the referee in behind the offensive side, and he's going to get the Warhawks for a hold.
So right after a big play, you think that the Warhawks are going to get the wheels turning and keep the ball moving, and maybe a small hitch in the road is hopefully all this will be.
So this is going to be a spot foul, and it happened right at the line of scrimmage. So what was a first and 10 after a big play will now be first and 20. Ball spotted back to the 38-yard line of the Warhawks. And they'll reset on first down with 11:31 to play in the second quarter. Enter the Warhawks break huddle. Again, same setup here. I formation with the two receivers bunched to the near side. Flinger under center. Going to fake to Bortel this time. He's going to throw the ball up and have a man there. That's Rosenthal. Rosenthal's going to catch it. Oh, throw his hands and then drops. Oh, they're going to say he made the catch and made a move.
Well, it kind of looks like two different officials have two different things.
We've got one official on the far side that's saying incomplete pass. We've got the back judge that says it was a complete pass and then a fumble. No official word yet, but they're...
Iowa Valley celebrating like it's a fumble.
The
back judge is going to come in and say that it was a catch and a fumble.
Well, I don't know on that one, David, because it looked like he, there's a lot of discussion on that in the NFL right now. You know, what constitutes a catch and then a football move. Don't dispute that within his hands, and he turned to run, and then the ball hit the carpet.
That was on a tough side of the field for us to tell, but it appeared that one might have gone either way.
Yep, so at any rate, the Iowa Valley Tigers get it first and 10. Ball spotted just inside their 30-yard line. The handoff's going to be near side. He's going to be wrapped up and brought back by pretty much all of the Warhawk defense. And a great pass from Fleener to Rosendahl.
Yeah, that worked well. He hit him right about in stride.
By the way, his Rosendahl had snuck in behind the defense on that far side. And another big play as he had certainly picked up enough for the first down, but not able to hold on to it. And now a loss of two, so second and 12 for the Tigers.
So far on the first play, the Warhawks defense has stepped up.
High formation now for Collingwood. They run this two-man set. Now two men go in motion and settle to the other side. A little bit of a jump from the defensive side of the ball.
So it kind of looks like maybe the Warhawks have taken a gap or two jump when the Iowa Valley Tigers shift over those two split ends or tight ends almost.
Send a tight end in a kind of a slot back in motion as they both set before the ball was snapped, but they reverse into the other side. The Warhawks kind of shifted their defense accordingly, and looked like Colton Davis on that far side just kind of got a little extra jump, maybe a hard count by the Tigers. Two back set now for Collingwood and the Tigers. Collingwood going to roll back, have a man across the middle, and that ball's going to be intercepted. That's a 45. Somebody turned around the near sideline. That's going to be, I believe, Griffin Mullenberg drug out of bounds, but Mullenberg kind of playing center field in behind that defense. And the open man that Collingwood had, and Mullenberg stepped right in front of that, and great return around the near side, and the Warhawks are going to get it first and 10 after the catch and the fumble, and then two plays later, thank you very much, we'll have first and 10 just inside the 25-yard line down to the 23.
So a first turnover of the game committed by the Warhawks, and then about, what was it, two, three plays later, interception by the North Mahaska to get the ball back and maybe right about where they would have been if they would have caught that pass.
Great defensive play by Griffin Mullenberg. He was kind of back there just eyeing the quarterback. Kyle Ryan now, Walker, Spolstra, and Bortel. Bortel's going to get the pitch to the far side. He's going to follow Walker through the hole, get up through past the 20 down to about the 18. So pick up a 5, close to 6 on the play. Wait and see where the spot is here from the near side. Yeah, we'll give him 5, second 5 now for the Warhawks, and good boost of confidence for the Warhawks as Mullenberg was able to return that ball from about midfield all the way down inside the 25-yard line of the Tigers. 9:48 to play the second quarter. Iowa Valley Tigers leading at 22-0. But the Warhawks are on the move here after a big interception play by Griffin Mullenberg. Now power eye again, Casey Walker, Spolstra, Bortel. This time Spolstra is going to get it off the right side, and he's going to get it up past the 15, down to the 13, close to the 12. That's going to be enough to move the chains for the Warhawks.
Looks like number 1 and number 3 on the tackle for the Tigers, Gotch and Smith.
Somebody reached out and grabbed Cole Spolstra's shoe and able to trip him up, or he would have gained about 5 or 6 more yards on that. So 9:25 to play in the second quarter. Ball spotted about the 12. And first and 10. They can pick up a first down without getting into the end zone, but for Brant Fleener and the offense, I think they'd like to just go ahead and punch it in here. There's two receivers near side, high formation, Spolstra and Bortel. Now to the far side, Bortel's going to follow his blocker. Spolstra around the far edge. He's going to cut it back. And a good pickup down inside the 10, down close to the 6. So pickup of 6 on first down for the Warhawks to bring up a second and 6.
That was a nice job by Wartell out there taking the sweep. There was one fullback in front of him and two Iowa Valley players, and he almost used that one fullback to block both people. So that's a nice job by the running back.
Good block up front by Cole Spolstra as he led him around the edge, and Jacob Wartell able to cut back into the middle of the field and then was tackled. But a good pickup of 6, so a second and 4
line up in the stack formation again.
And Bortel's going to get off the right side. He's going to get it inside the five down to about the three. And I think they're going to say this is going to be a third down. Really close to a first down, maybe about a half yard short. Again, they can't pick up a first down inside the three and get a fresh set of downs without getting in the end zone. But I think for the Warhawks' sake, they'd like to punch one in here, get some points on the board with 8:03 to play in the second quarter.
First time we've seen the Iowa Valley defense backed up against their own wall, and we'll see how they respond.
See how they come out. Again, stacked Iowa with Casey Walker. Bortel in the back. Bortel's going to follow his blockers over the right side as they kind of stacked up that right side of the offense, and the Iowa Valley Tigers able to snuff it out. And we'll wait and see the spot of the ball. I don't know that he got a whole lot, but we'll wait and see where that far side judge. He's already motioning fourth down. So fourth and very short.
Looks like he got back to the original line of scrimmage, and that was about it. He got there, and he hit pretty much a wall.
Hit a wall. Valley
Tigers.
Yep, so Casey Walker runs off. Shipley comes on for the Warhawks, and they're going to line up this one in another stacked eye with Shipley, Spolstra, and Bortel. And Fleener's going to have it under center, and Fleener's going to keep it around the right side, and they're just going to push the pile. And they're going to move ever so close to that goal line. Fleener just stood up and let the three guys behind him push him forward. And they move the ball, and I think that's going to be enough for a fresh set of downs with 7:02 to play in the second quarter.
So that fresh set of downs for North Massa proved to be drive-saving at the moment. Hopefully they, with four opportunities about the one-yard line away, you hope that they can punch it in for get their first score of the game and get some points on the board.
Again, you might think about running that same play as Fleener just basically ran off his right side. And the North Myaska Warhawks with first and goal to go from the two are going to take a timeout and talk about it. Iowa Valley Tigers leading at 22-0 with 6:54 to play in the second quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC.
Hello, better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular, the company that puts people first. They always have something for everyone. Stop in one of their four locations today, Albia, Grinnell, Newton, or New Sharon, and see what U.S. Cellular has to offer. Hello better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular. Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the ones to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs. Located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa, Quincy Place Mall in Ottumwa. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk football.
6:54 to play in the second quarter. North Myaska down inside the five of the Tigers of Iowa Valley. They're looking to punch it in for their first score of the night as they trail this one 22-0. Fleener now breaks huddle under center. Cole Spolstra and Jacob Bortel in the backfield. High formation behind him. Bortel's going to get off the left side, and the Iowa Valley Tigers shoot the gap, meet him in the backfield, and loss of about one on the play. So that'll back him up first and their second goal to go from the three.
Great job filling downhill for those linebackers. There were a couple of them right there to meet Bortel in the backfield and wrap him up and take him down.
Getch able to shoot the gap and met him in the backfield and knocked him back, loss of a yard. Well, yard and a half, they're going to buck him at the four. So first and goal to go from the four with 6:25 to play in the second quarter. In I formation, Warhawks traveling left to right as you face your radio dial. Spolstra and Bortel in the backfield. Spolstra is going to get it up as the lead man, keep his feet. He's pushed in by the pile. And he's going to get those two back. So we'll have third and goal to gain from the two on third down. And, again, I think if you stand Fleener up in behind that right side and just let his blockers push him in, that seemed to work on the fourth down play for the Warhawks. Inside 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. The haze has pretty much kind of burnt off the field. Kind of a pleasant night. We were afraid we were going to get some rain as we were traveling up here this evening, but it turned out to be a very pleasant evening as we stand outside the press box here in Marengo. Stacked on it, Bortel's going to keep it. He's going to take it off the left side, follow his blockers. 2 yards, touchdown, North Myaska. They get on the board with 5:28 to play in the second quarter.
That looked like the same play that number one for the Tiger shot the gap, but this time it appeared that Fortelli either beat into the gap or maybe picked a different one and scampered into the end zone.
Yeah, it's Spoelstra and Casey Walker. They're in that stacked eye with two blockers and able to get a good block on and just enough of a gap for Jacob Fortelli to get through. Munson, number two, into kick. Casey Walker set the hold for the Warhawks. Snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. And the kick is good for Jack Munson as he pokes it through. The Warhawks trail this from 22-7, but they get on the board with 5:28 to play in the second quarter. You're listening to North Nebraska Warhawk football here on KIIC.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can we help you succeed? Visit www.wmpen.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement, be a statesman.
So with 5:28 to play in the second quarter, the North Nebraska Warhawks get set to kick off for the second time today. As the first one, Bennett Getch took 97 yards and to the house. Jack Munson, number two, gets set to kick for the Warhawks. Oh, that ball's going to be kicked on the ground. Going to be chased down as they kind of lined up a little bit of a Jacob Sampson, number 82, kicked it kind of a squib kick across the far side, thinking one of his coverage guys could get down there. Iowa Valley falls on the ball, and they'll have it first to 10. Ball spotted on the 35-yard line. And, you know, with the kick coverage kind of issues that we've had, not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all. Take a little chance and trickery and see if we can catch him off guard. And I can't say with confidence that they'd end up with much worse field position than where they're at now.
No, but with the wet grass, you know, hope that somebody maybe has slipped through their fingers. Collingwood now comes out in the shotgun. Four receivers set, and he's going to take it off the left side. He's going to have room to run into the secondary up past the 45, close to the 46, and he's going to pick up 10 on first and 10. As the Tigers spread the field that time, and this is a different quarterback. This is number three, Zachary Smith. As they spread the field that time with four receivers and then just took it off that other side. I'm sorry, that's Collingwood. Smith, one of the wide receivers.
First time we've seen Iowa Valley in a shotgun formation tonight. Maybe caught North Mahaska off guard a little bit.
A little off guard, spread the field and get some room for Collingwood to run. They're going to line up in it again this time. Four receivers with a single back. Collingwood's right. He's going to take it this time and run off the right side and have room to run. He's going to be grabbed and drugged down.
That's my number 72 made a nice play there for the
shuttle for Trey Byer. We have 272s, and I know that was Trey Byer, shuttleworth, the sophomore. But Trey Byer able to grab him around the waist and drag him down. 4:40 to play in the second quarter.
Looks like he was the backside tackle on the defensive line. He made a nice job to get off his blocker and take down the quarterback.
Number 8, Sims, runs on for the Tigers. They're going to spread the field again. Four receivers set. Huddipole and Collingwood. Man now comes in motion. Sometimes where you see the handoff, which was handed off here to the near side. And he's going to be grabbed and stood up as number 53, Reese Strasser, able to get a hand on his jersey. Wasn't going to let him go.
Hanging on for dear life right there. But that's a nice job by that outside end, number 53, Strasser, to hang on and wait for help to come.
And Strasser took his blocker with him, still able to grab the Tiger. Greg and down, I believe it was Sims, number 8 on the carry. As he was the man that came in motion from the far side of the formation.
Jet sweep there by the Tigers, but the Warhawk defense is not fooled.
Now 3rd and 12, four receivers against. Collingwood lines up in the shotgun. And if a man come out near side, going to be dumped off here to the near side. That's Huddipole. Huddipole's going to be, and the ball comes out. Ball's on the ground. And one of the defenders for North Mahaska runs right by the ball. As a big hit on Huddipole by Spoelstra. Number 64, Roggenstein, able to fall on it. He was in the right place at the right time. Trey Byer just kind of ran by the ball as he was playing more of the guy than the ball.
Yeah,
right off the ground.
He was looking to tackle the guy and wasn't looking for the football anywhere. Well, that was a great job coming up and making the tackle there. Definition of putting your head right on the football.
So on third and 17, they get about 17 and a half, and all spotted inside the 45, down to the 44. And that's where Iowa Valley have a fresh set down, first and 10, getting four receivers. And ball hops up, still on the ground, and it's going to be falling on. And the North Mahaska Warhawks are going to fall on number 53. Strasser gets in there. Is that height was intended for Getch. If Getch was lined up direct, I don't know if that was a direct snap or how they were lined up at that time, but Getch was lined up to take the snap, and a high snap goes over his head. The Warhawks are going to get it first and 10, ball spotted at the 40-yard line.
That might have been some sort of trick play or something that Iowa Valley had drawn up. So it looked like a couple of the linemen tried to do just quick little chop blocks on the defensive line. Maybe if you're thinking of some sort of screen or pop pass or run to the other side.
Wasn't sure because they were lined up in that four receiver kind of a spread set, and I'm not sure if that was supposed to be a direct snap to Getch or not. But at any rate, Brant Fleener in the offense, offset eye, now traveling left to right on the near side of the field. Pitch is going to be to Portell that far side. He's going to try and get a block. He's going to chase him from the back as Getch was able to get there and drag him down. Bortel kind of waiting for something to happen in front of him, and nothing ever did. And Getch able to chase him down, a loss of about two on the play.
On that top sweep, it was a nice job by that far side end, kind of string the play out for the Tigers and wait for help to come from the backside.
So now second and 12 for the Warhawks, 2:57 to play. We're inside 3 minutes into the second quarter. Marengo, Iowa, Iowa Valley Tigers leading this one 22-7. 2:49 to play. Fleener under center, offset eye. And behind him, that's Wilstrom Bortel. Fawcett's going to come in motion to the near side. And Fleener's going to roll out near side and look and stumble across there. That pass they intended for Mullenberg. And I'll tell you, they run that play a couple times, and Fleener, as he's rolling out and trying to throw on the run, just doesn't look comfortable as trying to find, and he's connected on a couple of those, but just does not look comfortable rolling out to this near side.
So it looks like on that play, maybe the routes ended up too close to each other for the receivers.
Yep.
Fleener receivers and not much space to work with.
And Mullenberg kind of tripped up there at the end of the route. He ended up about two steps short of that. So third and 12 now from the Warhawks. Fleener's going to come out in the shotgun now. He's going to send a man in motion. That's Bortel into the near side. Oh, and he gets chased into the backfield and drug down. So I'm not sure what was supposed to happen there, but what happened, Fleener took about two steps back, wasn't sure where he needed to go. And so that's going to bring up a fourth down. Rigantine in on the stop for the Tigers. So 2:26 to play. The Iowa Valley Tigers are going to take a timeout, leading this one 22-7. You listen to North Mahaska Warhawk football here on KIIC.
So, what if your roommate, we'll call him Einstein, decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl full of cookie dough and sets your apartment on fire? We've got an agent for that.
Contact me, State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell, at 807 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Let me help you save more money, because being there is why I'm here.
So on fourth and close to 20 for the Warhawks, we're back, 2:26 to play in the second quarter. Iowa Valley's after turning the ball over on a high snap. North Mahaska not to make anything out of it. Ball spotted in midfield, and Jacob Bortel, number 12, set to kick for the Warhawks.
Number 4 back again for the Iowa Valley Tigers, standing about his own 22-yard line.
Take a low line drive kick. Hop up and take a good bounce for him. He's going to field it at the 35-40. Wait for blockers here on the near side. He's going to be grabbing and drug down. Great coverage play.
Looks like number 88, Edson, on the tackle.
Seth Edmondson, as he comes flying through there, grabbed his shoulders and drug him down. Good coverage by Seth Edmondson. And the Iowa Valley Tigers get it first and 10 with 2:16 to play in the second quarter, leading at 22-7. So we're looking at some of the scores here from around the area. David checking those on his Thunderbolt app.
Looks like Sigourney Kyoto has an early lead over Wes Marshall. Not too many scores updated in the North Mahaska district play, so we'll try to get you those as soon as they happen.
Send 2 men in motion now, overload here to the near side, pitch to the far side, and it's going to be snuffed out. And number one,
catch. Keeps his feet as they wrapped up. They wrapped him up from the knees down, and he wasn't going to give up easy. We'll get inside, pick up about a half yard on the play as we get inside 2 minutes to play here in the first half.
Ball's at the 35-yard line of the Tigers, and they break the huddle. Warhawk defense lines up against them.
High formation in by Collingwood. Single receiver near side. He's going to roll out far side, look to pass. Looks like he's got a man there, and that ball's going to be, oh, off the fingertips. Bobble just a little bit and then dropped. Garrett Sims, number 8, as that pass intended. Would have been a pickup of about 15. The incomplete pass will stop the clock with 1:36 to play in the second quarter.
That pass is just a little bit behind number 8, Sims, but maybe one that could have been caught. I would not say should have been, but.
He was able to come back and make a play on it and kind of bounce it up to himself, but not able to get the handle on the ball. So that'll bring up a 3rd and 8 for the Tigers. Collingwood breaks huddle. Ball spotted middle of the field. They're going to spread it this time. 4 receivers, 2 each side. Single back at Sutter pole next to Collingwood in the backfield. A little quick screen out to the far side. He's going to be caught and run forward up past the 40, 45, close to the 46. That's going to be enough for a first down for the Tigers. As Collingwood set up a nice little bubble screen out to that far side.
Yeah, it kind of looked like an inside screen to the slot receiver. It's the outside receiver blocking, and it looked like the tackle and the running back both made it out there to block as well.
Krako able to needed about 8, and they got about 8.5, so able to pick up a first down for the Tigers. 1:22 to play as they wind the clock on that completion. Good 4 receiver set, direct snap to Gretsch. Gretsch going to be around the far side. He's going to be dropped for a loss. Really, that's Braden Terrell, number 44.
Great play there by the left end to get off the tackle and stop the quarterback from doing that keeper off the right-hand side.
Number 44, Braden Terrell, only his second week back after missing 2 weeks due to a concussion. He was good to go 3 weeks ago, but was not cleared to play until Wednesday of that week, so not able to get a practice under him with pads. So delayed a week, only his second week back from the concussion. With 1:13 to play, here in the second quarter, the Iowa Valley Tigers are going to take a timeout here and preserve the clock because they're going to come back with a second and about 14. And, talking some minor victories here, taking it into the locker room. You know, the Warhawks, not all negative. So you take 2 big runs away from the Tigers, and this is a 7-7 game, really, maybe an 8-7 game, depending on the extra points. But, you know, you really got to kind of take this defensive stop. If we can stop here going into the locker room, we'll be receiving the second half kickoff and could have this one as a one-score game.
Absolutely. Take away a couple
quarter.
Big runs by the Tigers, and you know North Mahaska's right in this. They get a stop here, head to the locker room, get some halftime adjustments, come back, make some plays.
Their defense has really shown up, and, you know, a couple times that the Tigers have put the ball on the ground, we've been able to capitalize on 2 of those. Should have maybe been 3, but they want to make it work. So Collingwood's going to break huddle pole to his left. 2 receivers each side as they spread the field. Collingwood's going to look here near side, look for a man down that far side. And that ball's going to be picked off by Mullins. He gets on the 9. What a great get out. Midfield, 45, have room to run. And there's a flag that comes in from the backside of the play. The great play by Mullenberg. Again, his second interception of the game. As he kind of turned around, played center field, and able to make a play. We'll wait and see what the penalty is.
Looks like it'll be a block in the back on North Mahaska during the return.
So 10-yard penalty, that's going to bring it back right to about midfield, and with 1:02 to go is Griffin Mullenberg, his second interception of the evening. Just an absolutely great defensive play on the defensive side of the ball for him. So the Warhawks have a 1st and 10 at midfield with 1:02. And here again, why wait till the third quarter if we could get
a absolutely, get a big turnover and see if we can punch one in before halftime, then get the ball back and see what we can do.
Get the ball back, first possession of the second half. So Brent Fleener in the offense is going to have 1:02. You'll have to, I guess, when you run your 2-minute drill, get it about halfway. This is about right.
This is about halfway with 1 minute.
1:02 to play.
I think I just checked the math and it works out.
So Casey Walker checks in as they have that power eye. Casey Walker, Cole Spolstra. And the handoff's going to be to Spolstra this time off the right side. He's going to keep his feet. He's going to be drugged down. The pickup of about 3, close to 4 on the play, down to the 46 of the Tigers. 51 seconds to play.
Gutch hit on the tackle for the Tigers.
So the Warhawks working here. Closing in at halftime, working from left to right. Do some personnel substitutions. Pelican flag number 33 will be taking over at quarterback for this play.
Casey Walker and Brant Fleener steps out for one play. They'll choose to spread the field now. Four receivers for the Warhawks. Casey Walker in the Walker's going to roll out far side, and he's going to be hit and dropped, and ball hits the ground. I believe 51 Colton Davis is able to fall on the ball, and 11 seconds to go. Casey Walker just got absolutely blindsided here from the near side, and with that, we get inside 5 seconds to go, and I think they'll take this one into the locker room.
So with that, Will Mass got a big defensive stop to end it. Keep Iowa Valley from scoring, but we're unable to capitalize on offense.
And two turnovers by the Iowa Valley Tigers, but North Mahaska, nothing going there late in the second quarter. So we'll go to halftime. We'll come back with a couple minutes. We'll recap the first half. Iowa Valley Tigers leading at 22-7. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawk football here on KIIC.